Andrew Schneider on KRLS here with Noah Allen, who's headed to Mount Marty to continue his basketball career. First of all, why Mount Marty and why basketball?
Yeah, basketball has been my favorite sport ever since I can remember. I think I started playing back in first, second grade, and just since then, it's really been just a love of mine. And I really chose Mount Marty just because I like the campus, as well as just kind of the location. It's a great town, and the coaches. I mean, they just really they've meant a lot to me, and it's just been great getting to know them. So.
Well, last time you and I talked was as you were joining this team in the middle of the tournament run. It was after qualifying for state, and now you've been here for another year in class and with this team. And not only that, still playing outside with tournament ball. How have all of those experiences, both joining the Pella team and playing the competition you play in, and your out-of-school experience prepared you for the next level, do you think?
Yeah, I think, I'll kind of go back to when I first started playing AAU ball back in 6th, 7th grade. I think just the competition, going out of state to play, just tougher guys that, are going at a higher level, D1. I mean, that's definitely got me ready, as well as just the coaches that I've played with. And obviously coming here to Pella, Coach Schulte and, just the rest of the guys have done a great job of preparing me and making me the player I am now. And I've thoroughly enjoyed that. So.
Well, you play a lot against a lot of college-level players in this conference, too. I imagine that only supplements what you're doing outside, right?
100%, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, keeps you pretty busy, too. Now, we're in the midst, obviously, of the regular season coming up on the postseason. Taking a few lumps lately, obviously some tough losses, but trying to bounce back here before the tournament run. What are some of the keys you see for this team to continue improving, knowing that it doesn't feel like you've played your best basketball yet?
Yeah, I think number one, just for us seniors, is just being great leaders. We can't just have our heads down. Obviously we've taken some lumps, and so when the seniors have their head downs, just doesn't show great leadership. So I think that's something that we definitely have to work on. But I think overall, just our confidence. I think, that's something that we aren't necessarily lacking, but something that we could definitely work on.
Well, and obviously, the goal would be back-to-back titles, and the pressure of that may be coming up. But how do you think that experience last year will make you ready, knowing that your tournament bracket's filled with a lot of quality teams, too?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, obviously playing last year at state and even just sub-state, too. I think that's definitely prepared us for this year because, we played some great teams last year, and we're going to play some great teams in sub-state as well as, if we make it to state as well.
Well, and then after basketball, anything left for you here at Pella High School other than maybe cheering on the spring sports or a spring sport maybe? What's coming up next?
Yeah, I'm actually I'm going to go out for the golf and track team, so I'm looking forward to that.
Dual sport athlete, there you go. Noah Allen, congratulations.
Thank you, appreciate it.